Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, it's a big day today for SheTech. SheTech Explorer today at the American Expo Center. And if you think that young women today don't have either the aptitude or the attitude to go into STEM careers, you better think again. Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, we are checking in with our friends from SheTech, SheTech Explorer today. It's Explorer Day today. And we've got our friend Sid Tetreault, a nationally renowned technology leader. She's a consumer visionary trailblazer for women in technology. I hear a rumor she's not a bad neighbor either. And Sid, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And I understand we have one of our SheTech Explorer friends with us today. Abby from Jordan High School is joining us as well. Abby, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right. Sid, I'm going to start with you. Big day today. Tell us how many young ladies you had there at the American Expo Center and give us an overview of the day.
Okay. It was just incredible. We had about just over 4,000 people here at the Mountain America Expo Center today. We had over 3,000 high school students from all over the state. And you could feel the energy of every person and all of the mentors. So they had tech experiences. They met with mentors. We just did a tech challenge where they solved problems and pitched for prizes. And it was just the most engaging day. You step into that room and you see the future. And you know that our future to solve problems needs every one of their talents and innovative spirits to help us.
Oh, I love that. And I love exposing that many young women into the space, into that STEM space, and really getting them seeing that vision, as you said, mentor opportunities, so they can see others who have paved the way and broken through some of those glass ceilings to make that possible. Abby, give me a sense of your experience today. What really stood out for you?
Oh, I absolutely love SheTech Explorer Day. It's like my favorite day every year. Today, I especially loved the Tech Zone. I was fortunate enough to have two rotations in there out of my three rotations. I was able to speak to a couple different universities, kind of see what my experience would be like at those universities next year as an engineering student. I also was exposed to a variety of different companies and got to learn about a couple different internships that I'm going to pursue this summer.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Abby, I'm going to stay with you for a second. Give us a sense of, Sid mentioned these challenges that you had there. Give us a sense of some of those as the day wore on.
Oh, yeah. So at the very end of the day, we had this giant challenge to help come up with some type of technology that could help improve the lives of 1,000 people. So we were each in groups of, I believe it was 7 or 8, and we were working on this challenge together. And just the ability to come together as a group and problem solve, to come up with a solution to such a wide, vast challenge was such a great experience. And it helped me make a lot of new connections today.
I love that. That is so exciting. And Sid, as you watch this play out, one, it's got to be gratifying to feel that energy in the room, to have that many in one place, being exposed to so many different things. Talk to us a little bit more in terms of the mentor component to this, because I think you got to be able to see it to achieve it. And I think for a lot of these young women, being able to see a mentor, to see people succeeding in STEM and in the tech space, it's got to be transformational.
I think that's one of the most critical things. 90% of high school girls tell us they know no women in STEM and they don't have a role model. And so when they show up here, and then everyone from the mentor they work with in that tech challenge to the women that they hear about and the stories on stage. I mean, we put one of the women on stage who has worked on the F-16 fighter jet and is doing quality assurance. And afterwards, someone came up to me and they were like, I'm going to go into the Air Force and I want to be an engineer. And what was her name? And they see that potential. And so we put all those different backgrounds, the different diversity, the different ways that technology is in different areas. And that way, each one of those girls can identify and see who they can become. And that's what's changing their lives. We do the tech challenge. Every one of those tables has a mentor. It takes about 350 mentors to do that challenge.
Wow.
They work with a group of girls. And those girls now walk away knowing other women leaders in technology, and they did not know that many people existed before.
Yeah, and I love the fact that they're getting just that real practical, tactical let's just sit down at a table and see if we can solve a problem. If we can do something today that's going to impact 1,000 people in a positive way, let's do that. And being able to see that and experience it and see other women leaders doing that has got to be a big, big part of that equation. And Abby, you talked about just connecting with others your age that are also now suddenly in the middle of that STEM and tech and all of those things. Give us an idea of why that matters in terms of the new connections you made at SheTech Explorer Day today.
Yeah, so growing up, I always thought, oh, math and science is only for boys. And especially arriving to middle school and entering more like advanced classes and seeing girls in those classes just helped me realize, oh, this is a sector I can go into. And SheTech is facilitating these connections very early on, which is absolutely amazing. So, I mean, I met probably 24 girls today, and I would say that I became close with those 24 girls today just because I was able to have this level of connection due to our love of science, technology, engineering, and math. It's just such a special community.
I love that. And Sid, I know this is never you have the event, that's kind of the target, but it's not the beginning of the end. It's the end of the beginning. So what's the therefore what as these young women walk away from SheTech? What comes next and what's important to come next for them?
You know, so the Explorer Day today is one day in an entire program that runs through the school year. So there are so many ways for girls to get involved. We have a summer internship program coming up. About 20 of our local tech companies, and the girls do it for 2 to 3 weeks and get exposure into all of those companies. There is a student leadership board where we have a couple students from almost every high school in the state. Girls can apply and be on that. And there's monthly events, and then there's clubs in the high schools that are called SheTech clubs. So there are ways for girls to be activated and engaged all year round. And that's the cool part about this, and what Abby was just saying, is that this is a community, and there is a place for you. You can even earn graduation cords and scholarships. Like, it runs the gamut of opportunities. And you can really see anything and engage in any way possible. All that information is on the SheTech website, which is SheTechExplorer.com.
All right, SheTechExplorer.com. Again, that's the place you can go to get more information on that. Sid Tetreault, always a pleasure to have you on the program. And Abby, thanks for joining us today. Very well done. And sounds like it was a great day for you as well. Thanks to both of you. This is an important event. And as Sid Tetreault just said, it is just the beginning of the beginning. These connections and the things that happen moving forward are all part of the process. It makes our communities better. It makes our state stronger. It makes our businesses thrive. And it gives these young women an extraordinary opportunity in fields they may not have been exposed to, but they may have some great aptitude and even a great attitude towards. We just have to get them engaged and involved. Sid and Abby, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Again, that's the SheTech Explorer Day today. Just wrapping up there. Can you imagine that? 4,000 people there at the Expo Center and all focused on helping these young women get exposed to leaders in tech, having these hands-on experiences, listening to mentors, having a chance to solve problems, apply principles. That's the name of the game. And this is exactly why Utah thrives in so many different areas, because we have this ability to bring people together, not because of government, not because of some mandate from Washington, but because we have innovative leaders who lead, and then they gather people. They bring them together, we explore things, and then we go out and do things. And that's how you make a really strong community that is the foundation for a really strong society. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.